And here are those statues I mentioned. And they're very hidden away amongst the reeds and the trees. But you see here the two figures. And here a little bit closer. And what I would like to draw your attention to is there are two figures. The bending over figure with a plank above him and a figure standing straight. What are they doing? Well, they are called deal porters. And deal is another word for timber. And their task, up until about the very last ones were working in this area in about 1956. Up until then, through the 1800s, deal porters carried all of the wood and timber that came into Canada Dock, not surprisingly from Canada. That was its main goods that passed through it. They carried them on and off the ships, onto the side of the dock and stacked them up. And this person, he was called a strapper. And he had over his head, and you'll see it in a moment, a piece of protective clothing, which would protect him obviously from the splinters of the wood. And this figure here, he was called the holder-upper. So he would help the strapper to carry the wood on his shoulders. And here you have closer picture of that, close up. It's by an artist called Philip Buse. Now, the job of being a deal porter was really tough. Not only the splinters I mentioned, but also they would have to run up and down on these narrow planks. They'd have to be physically very strong because they had to stack the planks up. And here you have a view where you see some of the deal porters. As I say, their job actually became obsolete in about 59. And in 59, from about 1940 through to 59, the forklift had come in. And so all of the work was being done by forklifts instead of by men. They had a nickname. They were called Blondins. And being called Blondins was a reference to Charles Blondin, who was the French tightrope walker who walked across the Niagara Gorge. And here you see a representation. This was in 1859. He did this feat of walking across the Niagara Gorge. And this refers to the idea that they had to have a head for heights, the deal porters. So it was a very tough job. And here we go back to that overview of the 10 docks of Surrey Commercial Docks. I just want to draw your attention to this tower down here. Remember, we started here in our underground station and our bus station. Notice this tower, and this is our dock. We're going to be heading over here. There is the tower as you see it today. And what's particularly interesting is you don't see many buildings in this area that are from the 1800s. This tower is from the late 1800s. Everything else, no more modern buildings. Well, the reason is down here, and you can see it, the bombing of the Blitz, and in particular, September the 7th. But before we go on to the bombing, this tower survived. It's called the Dock Offices. And here you have the clock tower. And this is where the superintendent of the docks would sit and his offices. And he could see everything that was going on around him, obviously. So it stands up there rather proudly above the docks. And this is, in fact, a business school now. It's being used as a business school. But indeed, the Blitz from September 1940 through until May 41 was a period of heavy bombing of cities across Britain, not just London. And the 7th of September is known as Black Saturday because it was right at the beginning of the bombing of the Blitz. And this is, in fact, a montage that was a propaganda montage at the time, but it really does show what happened that day. 7th of September, it was late afternoon, and 600 fighter planes and 350 heavy bombers followed the Thames, such an easy pathway to follow. And the target was Surrey Commercial Docks. And the idea, obviously, destroy the docks, destroy the warehouses, destroy the industry that was there. And the area, you know, one afternoon, almost, one can't say out of the blue, but suddenly became an inferno. The ships that were passing on the Thames, there are reports of their paintwork blistering from the heat of the fires that were at Surrey Commercial Docks. The warehouses were full of all sorts of products that had been brought in. So you had fires which had different smells. You had smells of paint, smells of rubber, smells of rum. You have reports of rats running out of the buildings. There's some wonderful eyewitness reports. But very specifically, there are eyewitness reports of planks of wood being blown in the air amongst the flames, like matchsticks, which I think is a very vivid picture of those planks that we saw the Deal porters working with. 85% of the housing in this area was destroyed. During the bombing, 20,000 to 30,000 Londoners. There are disagreements as to the numbers, but that's throughout London and throughout the Blitz period, lost their lives. So a significant part of history. Now, there was tremendous damage to Surrey Commercial Docks, but the basic infrastructure of the docks did survive. Moving on. Here we are. So we started off here. We went alongside our dock. Before our Canada Water dock, before we head over here to Greenland dock, we're going to look at a few buildings in this area here.